This is Discover Your Past, your podcast about the history of Quebec's eastern townships, its peoples, politics, and economy. My name is Jacqueline Collar, and today we'll talk about an American accent in the townships. Some American loyalists left the United States as an act of loyalty to the British king, and others were attracted by the abundance of gratuity of lands. These settlers came from New England states such as Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Vermont, and Connecticut. They often left in groups from one small village or accompanied by family and friends. For example, some 200 families left the small villages of the Connecticut or Merrimack Valleys and headed for the Stanstead region. Although some Americans, out of loyalty, returned to the United States during the War of 1812, settlement of the region continued after this conflict. A second generation of Americans helped complete the occupation of the townships from 1820 to 1830. Consequently, American know-how had a considerable impact on the region's economy. Americans from New England were accustomed from childhood to living and surviving in the woods. They were from a long line of land clearers. Isaac Lawrence was an excellent example of this. At the age of 57, after having cleared lands in Vermont, he came to the wild forest of Shefford Township. Pioneer life was harsh and very dangerous. The dwellings in which pioneers lived often had no floors, no windows, and no chimney. Furniture was built on the spot. Perchance, the land was fertile, and the first harvests were plentiful. But danger lurked everywhere, and accidents frequently occurred. Several settlers died, crushed or drowned in the rapids and rivers, and children would get lost in the woods. Women played an essential role in settlers' families' survival and prosperity. They were not only responsible for cooking and housekeeping, they also sewed, weaved, knitted, and cared for the sick. When the men were absent, they took over tending the land. Within American pioneer society, values of equality and liberty were very important. Being the sons of the American Revolution, these pioneers fervently upheld liberalist ideologies. To the British, however, they were savages, men of the woods. These pioneers liked to drink whiskey, and alcoholism was rampant within this community. Acknowledging neither the authority of the state nor the authority of the church, American pioneers adopted the New England model of organization. By imposing taxes upon themselves, they managed to build roads and schools, in sum, all infrastructures that were necessary for a community to develop and thrive. The population of New England was known to be highly educated. Pioneers would hold the same attachment to education, and at the beginning of the 1830s, the inhabitants of the eastern townships were the most highly educated in all of Lower Canada. Anglophones of the area were literate and read daily. Various Vermont newspapers circulated within the eastern townships. The school system, of American inspiration, respected denominational diversity, much to the displeasure of the British elite, who preferred an educational system that was controlled by the state and by the Anglican Church. There were few Roman Catholics in the area during this period. The population of the eastern townships was largely Protestant, but there were rivalries between the evangelical Methodists and Baptists and the more traditional Anglican and Presbyterian churches. Settlers arriving from the United States were known for their individualism. They did not feel any attachment to the region. In 1818 alone, 4,000 inhabitants of American origin would move away from the eastern townships. Did you know the oldest original documents held at the Eastern Townships Resource Center reflect the region's American heritage? A deed of sale from 1671 between Charles Brown and his son, John Brown, comes from Essex County in Massachusetts. This particular document is part of a collection from Annie Brown Ferguson, whose family later immigrated to Canada and settled in Windsor in 1806. Consisting largely of land deeds and wills, this collection includes a number of documents from the late 1600s and early 1700s. Another document dates from 1783. It is a passport issued by Sir Frederick Haldimand, then Captain General of Quebec, for the safe passage of John Savage and his brother from Quebec City to what was known as the Loyal Blockhouse on Lake Champlain. The purpose of the trip was apparently to bring their family effects to the blockhouse. An American loyalist, Savage fought for the British during the Revolutionary War and received a letters patent for Shefford Township in 1801. Savage remains a prominent figure in Township's history and is recognized for his contributions to the development of Shefford, in part by opening roads and organizing religious services. He also remained active in the militia as captain of the 2nd Battalion of the Eastern Township's Militia. Join us next time when we talk about the emergence of a political landscape.
Discover Your Past is produced by the Eastern Townships Resource Center and Toast Radio, the student radio station at Bishop's University. The podcast has been made possible through funding from the Quebec government's Secretariat for Relations with English-Speaking Quebecers.